Proud here in Shomraimunah to be hosting this program, and it is an honor to be partnering with such an idealistic group of people who are here to bring awareness to the special mitzvah of Tcheles. V'chol mi she'oskim b'tzarchei tzibur ba'emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishalem scharam. May Hashem reward all of those who have been mezakeh the rabim, helping us fulfill the special mitzvah of Tcheles, the mitzvah of tzitzis properly, with tremendous schar, good health and happiness, and bracha and nachas. Although some assume that Tcheles was still around in the times of Rabbi Chai Gaon, in the 8th century, Rav Herzog is pretty sure that Tcheles was lost approximately 1,300 years ago. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that v'zeh yamim rabim liYisrael lo shamanu mi shezacha l'tcheles b'taliso. So approximately 800 years ago, the Sefer HaChinuch says, we haven't heard of anyone who was zoche to having tcheles on their tzitzis. And we wonder, why was our generation zoche? What is so special about our generation that we were zoche to have the mitzvah of tcheles? I would like to suggest that maybe it's not about being special. Maybe it's about our need for tcheles, that our need now is greater than ever. According to the Torah, in the parsha we read yesterday, tzitzis is a reminder to keep mitzvos and to keep ourselves away from sin. V'yasu lahem tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem l'darosam, v'nasinu al tzitzis hakanaf pesil tcheles, v'haya lachem l'tzitzis urisem oso, uzchartem es kol mitzvosai, mitzvos Hashem v'asisem osam, v'lo sasuru acharei levavchem, v'acharei einechem asher atem zonim acharehem. Urisamoso, when you see it, masculine, singular, you will remember mitzvos, you will not be swayed, acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. What is oso referring to? If you look in Rashi, based on the Medrash, Rashi probably understands it as hakanaf, the corner of the beged. When you see the corner of the beged and you see the tzitzis strings, says Rashi, minyan gematria shel tzitzis, Sheish meos, tzitzis, red, the way it's pronounced with two yuds, equals in gematria to 600. Shmona chutim, chamisha ksharim, hare taryag. When you look at the corner, you see a reminder of 613 mitzvos. The Rashbam, going with Pshuto Shel Mikra, understands oso as the psil tcheles. What are we supposed to see? What reminds us of all mitzvos? What reminds us, what helps keep us away from sin, it's specifically the psil tcheles. How does this work? Says the Rashbam, based on the Gemara in Menachos, because the color of the tcheles is dome layam, dome l'shamayim l'rakia, and it reminds us of the kisei hakavod. That it's specifically the tcheles, the color of the tcheles, that reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are different explanations. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that it's specifically the blue and white together, that the white reminds us of the physicality of man, the sheleg that from which man was created, and the strings which are the gidim of a person, and the blue, the tcheles, reminds us of the spirituality, of the neshama, of the kisei hakavod. Rav Soloveitchik expanded the Sefer HaChinuch and said that the white reminds us, white is clarity. It reminds us of our responsibility to make everything around us clear, to understand everything, to attempt to understand and appreciate mitzvos, to master the world in which we live. But together with that white, we also need blue, because blue is the opposite. It reminds us of the mysterious, the mystical, the remote, the transcendental, the infinite, things that are beyond human reach, things that are beyond our capacity to understand. The Balei HaMusar tell us that there are many reasons that we unfortunately don't keep mitzvos the way we're supposed to. Sometimes we have trouble appreciating the significance of the mitzvos. Sometimes it's just laziness, passivity. But sometimes, and this may be the greatest challenge of our generation, we're consumed with the thought that we know better, that in some way we're greater. And this is the reminder of the Tcheles Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, to be humbled in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. So why do we need this reminder now more than ever? The Gemara in Sota teaches us, Be'ikvos Meshicha Chutzpah Yaska. In the door in the generation before Mashiach in which we find ourselves, there will be increased arrogance. There will be decreased humility. In an age that we're so advanced technologically, scientifically, and the world around us sees religion as outdated, this attitude seeps into all corners of life, even the observant community. I remember when I used to attend Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's shir, his Tuesday night shir in the Gross Kollel, there was, every month, there was a question and answer session. And once a regular attendee, a Talmud Chacham, who was also a professor, said to Rav Aaron, how do we understand the concept of Yiridas Hadoros? What does it mean that there's spiritual regression? Look at us. Look at what we know. Look at technological advances. Look at our scientific knowledge. Rav Aaron, humble of humble, was so troubled by the question. I remember he was visibly disturbed. He was actually shaking as he responded. And his response was simply asking the man, have you ever studied the Ramban al HaTorah? And if you have, you wouldn't have that question. But to me, the question showed a pervasive attitude of our generation. And it made very clear that a generation that has mastered the white strings using the imagery of Rav Soloveitchik is a generation that is in dire need of the blue strings. A generation like ours needs to be reminded that there's a dimension beyond us, like the vast sea, the expansive sky, and the Kisei HaKavod, which is beyond our grasp. Our door of Ikvas of the Meshicha desperately needs the Tcheles, or Isem Oso, Uzchartem is called Mitzvos Hashem. And that's why we're here today, to learn, to be inspired, and may we also use this opportunity to commit to the will of Hashem, Vasisem Osam, to keep his Torah properly, and may we merit to see the day when our Beis HaMikdash will be returned and the Tcheles will be worn by all the Kohanim as they do their avoda on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Bimher ve'amenu. Amen.
Just stay here for one moment, please.
Over here, I think is easier for me. I was in Silver Spring for Shabbos, but I heard the news has already traveled that there was a, what we call a fadicha in Hebrew, which is actually, there was a tumult, okay? Because on Mincha, one of my colleagues, friends, and so on got an aliyah, and there was no talis with tchelis, and he didn't know what to do. I have heard many stories about this, and we have a solution, okay? Til Tchela has a program called Ties, Tcheles in every shul, okay? And we hope that one day it'll be Tcheles in every person. But let's start with the Tcheles in every shul. And for those who are very into Lamdis, we put out a contrast every year with Divrei Torah. This year there's a Rav, a very important Rav in Eretz Yisrael, whose upshot, as we say, is that he wears Tcheles inside, in reference to different people in his community and his yeshiva. But when he has to wear a talis without chelis, he's makne it to someone else, so he doesn't own it, so he's not over on not having the mitzvah. So we'll leave that aside. You could learn it in depth. But we have a talis here embroidered with the semel, the sign of Shomrei Emunah, and we present that to the rabbi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.